Introduction to the Empath Experience. Hey everyone. Today I want to dive into something that resonates deeply with so many of us, being an empath. An empath is someone who can deeply feel the emotions of others, often absorbing those feelings as if they were their own. Imagine walking into a room and sensing the unspoken feelings swirling in the air. It's a real experience. This powerful connection to emotions can feel overwhelming at times, but it's also a unique gift that opens our hearts to better understand each other. Let's explore what it means to embrace this empathic journey together. The unseen struggles. Every day, countless people carry silent struggles that go unnoticed. As empaths, we have a knack for picking up on these hidden emotions, whether it's joy or sorrow. It's like a sixth sense that lets us taste the tension or smell the sadness in the air. Have you ever noticed someone smiling but felt an underlying sadness? That's what I mean. I remember one time at a gathering where laughter filled the room, but I could feel this heaviness in one person's heart as they put on a brave face. Navigating emotional landscapes. Navigating social situations as an empath can feel like walking through a crowded landscape full of feelings. If you've ever walked into a room and immediately sensed the tension, you know what I mean. It's a mixed blessing. You might be able to provide comfort, but at the same time, it can feel like a heavy weight just sitting on your chest. I often feel waves of emotions. It's like tasting different flavors in a cup of tea. Sometimes it's bitter and other times sweet, but rarely do I find it bland. The strength in vulnerability. Now let's talk about vulnerability. Many people view sensitivity as a weakness, but for empaths, it's our greatest strength. Being able to cry when others glance away, to feel deeply when others shut down, that's not a flaw, it's a superpower. By embracing our emotions, we open the door to authentic connections. When we show our true selves, we often encourage others to do the same. It's a ripple effect. I've found strength in my tears because they mean I'm alive and engaged with the world around me. Transforming pain into healing. As empaths, we often carry the emotional burdens of others, but instead of letting this pain weigh us down, we can transform it into healing. When you embrace your empathic nature, you have the incredible ability to transmute that sorrow into something beautiful. For example, I've helped friends through tough times by listening and sharing my own experiences. That shift in energy can create a garden of compassion, allowing both parties to heal. Reclaiming sensitivity as a superpower. Many of us have been told we're too sensitive, as if it's a bad thing. But sensitivity is not a curse, it's a superpower waiting to be embraced. By recognizing the value of our feelings, we can reshape how we see ourselves. Each time we stand up and say, "I feel deeply in a shallow world," we reclaim that power. By celebrating our emotions instead of hiding them, we create a community of understanding, acceptance, and love. Conclusion: embracing the empath identity. In closing, embracing our identity as empaths means embracing a journey of connection, healing, and self-discovery. It's about feeling the full spectrum of human experience while learning how to rise above it all. Every day is a new opportunity to step into our light and assist those around us in their emotional journeys. So, let's take a moment to honor ourselves and our experiences. Together, we can illuminate the world, one heartfelt connection at a time. If you're an empath, know you are not alone, and your gift is something to cherish and celebrate.